What a beautiful day. As he was sitting there talking about the miracle moment, I thought, oh, I should have given one, but I'm going to give you one anyway. Because even though it happens a lot here, it's still a miracle. And last week we had a death in the family, a niece, totally unexpected. A member of the family that was so full of life and laughter and curiosity, and it was just very shocking. And so Stan and I took 2 days to go up there, and the showing was on Thursday evening. So when we got up at the motel, we had to get ready for the showing because it was going to start somewhere around 3:30, and that would be just about when we were getting there, so we would just have time to get the motel room and change clothes and go. So when I was standing there in the mirror putting on my makeup, I've never seen spirit like this before in the mirror. I've heard about it. I see Stacy, and she's looking at me, and you know what she says? She says, well, at least today I don't have to worry about what I'm going to wear. And that was just so like her. So we went to the showing, and her niece came up. And, you know, they all know what we do, and we come to this chapel, and we don't push it on anybody. If somebody wants to talk about it, that's fine. But we just live our life and respect what they do. So one of her nieces came up and said, have you seen Stacy? And I said, yes. And I told her. And soon it got around to her children. They were so blessed and understood completely about what I saw. So the very next day at the funeral, the youngest one, who's still in college, the others just graduated, come up and goes, did you see Mom? I said, yes, I just saw her once, but I did see her. And she said, where was she? And this girl is very sensitive, by the way. I didn't know that. I said, I saw her just once. She was up by the casket. And she was so overwhelmed at the showing and the funeral of all the people that came for her. And she winked. And she said, I knew it. I knew it. I saw her. I knew she was up there too. And it was confirmation. But this lady was, if she had known she was going to pass away, she would have told you, I might have 30 friends. There was 1,000 or a little more at her showing. We never know who we are or what we are. You know, when you're filled with life and humor and, you know, she never thought her life was successful. But when I heard it was her, I thought, my gosh, when we go up there to visit, she won't be there to tell us all the latest gossip in a comical way. Oh, she won't be there with her charm and all of this. So I guess the miracle is I want you all to embrace who you are, because you truly will be missed someday, whether you know it or not. But anyway, it was a grand experience. And anyway, so in talking about all this, she was Catholic. Her children are Catholic. We had a wonderful communication. When you speak truth, it surpasses all religions. I will tell you that. There is something about truth that lands in the heart. I've been in several religions myself. Most of them think if you find the kingdom, you know, the way to the kingdom. Most people think if you find the kingdom, you have to be saved and you have to confess. Those are two things. Well, I was never good at being saved. I never felt any different. And I'll be darned if I was going to confess anything to a stranger. So that didn't work for me. But I found out most of my life, I had communication or little bits of experiences with spirit. But I found myself running from God because of all the fear-based training I'd have in the people I was around and in the churches I was around until I found spiritualism. Well, I will tell you, when you're in especially a church that believes in communication and believes in all kinds of experimental things, Spirit has said there's two ways to unfold, but they're two different paths, and they lead you in two different directions. One is purely psychic and science, and that will get you what you want, experiments of life, of light, which is wonderful. There's nothing wrong with that, but I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for, what is God? And am I good enough for God? Because when you think about how you've rebelled against traditional religion, then you wonder, am I good enough? Am I thinking? Well, to hear this wonderful philosophy that we're all good enough. But then there's that other path, and that's the spiritual path. And when we opened this chapel, that's what we dedicated this chapel for. And it's not for everybody. We've had some people say, it's too much spirituality here. There's too much. Can we quiet that down? And in thinking of truth and in thinking of what life is all about, no, we can't. Because that is my truth. And for the most part, I think it's everybody's truth. When you really look at yourself and realize and understand that God is never out there. We have learned in metaphysics that God is within us. And another thing we've learned, we've all come here for a reason. Sometimes it's to serve, sometimes it's to overcome, sometimes it's a little of everything. We don't know, but there is something within us that does know, and that's that real self, that God self, that had a decision of why we even came. So we live a life, and I hear so many people say, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Well, in general, all of our purpose is to find love and to give love. But in another way, it's to learn to find that kingdom within ourselves. I remember seeing all these wonderful movies about finding the Holy Grail. You've seen those movies where they go down in the snake waters, everybody looking for an object that's the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is that kingdom within. It's when we learn to give up out there and to decide, that's what I want. That's what I want. And I found out something. It's not good enough to meditate. That won't get you there. It helps. But you have to ask. You have to want it more than life itself. You have to say, I want to find that divine essence within myself. I want to find the Holy Grail. I want to find the way to the kingdom within. I want to be one of those disciples of learning about life and a learning about love that is following all those great masters who have found that enlightenment. We are all learning and disciples, but sometimes we don't recognize it. When you live it and put it into practice, that's what you're doing. When I first went to Camp Chesterfield in Chesterfield, Indiana, I knew I'd found the right place at that time. Because there was a trail, or and still is, a trail of religion. And there were busts of heads of all the heads of religion all in that trail. And it was so sacred and so beautiful. And then you walk down, and then there was the American Indian, symbolizing the way of the earth and the sky and going within and listening. It's a beautiful thing. Well, I've been in this religion for a long time, and sometimes I remember that and sometimes I don't. And sometimes every day I ask more than just I love you, God, but I ask, I want to communicate with that divine essence. You see, we get to that point And then if we're not ready, life gives us experiences so that we can grow, so that we can grow in understanding, so we can grow in strength. And sometimes those experiences absolutely leave us brokenhearted. And that's when sometimes we have to say, oh yes, it's not my way, it's thy way. It's that real divine essence within me that knows why I came. But this ego, Connie, is not strong enough to do it, or not intelligent enough to find it. You will never, ever find the door to the kingdom that Jesus was talking about, where you knock on the door, by just knocking. We have to ask. And if you learn to start reading in a metaphysical way some of the stories in the Bible, it makes total sense. But when you can ask for that vibration, when you can ask for that strength, when you can ask, where do I go next? I will tell you. And you're asking that divine essence within yourself, and that real self that abides within this physical personality that we're living in. When you ask that, you will feel a vibration of love. You will feel a vibration of strength. And you will feel a knowing that somehow you can make it where a few minutes earlier you weren't sure. Metaphysics and being on the spiritual path is never giving up. It's keeping on even when we don't know where the next step is. Keeping on, keeping on. It's always asking. It's always learning to know what's within us. We are told by enlightened ones, knock and the door will open, and when you find the kingdom within, everything else will be given to you. When we first hear about these things, you might think, oh, I want a new car, I want a house, I want this, and I want that, and maybe eventually you get all that. And you're still striving to find yourself, and you're still striving to find happiness. But I don't think we can truly love someone else truly. We say we're all one. And we can understand that concept to a point, but I don't think we can ever understand it till we find it within ourselves. And we find the path to the kingdom. And then that glowing light and essence connects with other people's heart center. That's what's needed in this world today. We don't need another car, another house, another TV, all this. None of that has made peace on earth, has it? Has it ever made us happy? What we need is to find ourselves and to find that path and to share the knowledge that we find on that path. And to realize when we place our feet on that path, it's not easy. It's really not easy. Many times it's not easy. But it allows us to find the comfort and the peace and the strength to keep going in love, knowing that that which just devastated us, when we do our part, is the very thing that brings us the peace and the strength and the sweetness and the ability to know that we have what it takes to do what we've come to do with our life. Some of us just have done it naturally because, you know, we know people like Scott that just naturally gives everything away. just naturally gives of himself. But there's even more than that. So people think they haven't been on the path before they found maybe metaphysics or some other version. It's okay. Whatever it is you find. Sometimes you think, well, I don't know what I'm doing. When actually you've been in training your whole life by being who you are. By being who you are. But we know and we're beginning to understand that there's more. We are spirit beings who someday will grow into enlightenment, just like Jesus did, just like the Buddha did, just like many other masters have. We are all on that path. In my family, we always go, oh, we got to make it. Don't want to come back and have to do the same thing over again. And so we feel like, oh, okay, we'll be strong, you know, and we laugh about it. But you know, why waste the trip? Why waste your trip? Why, when you make the transition, you will be greeted with that vibration of good and faithful servant? Because in reality, that's what we all are. When you love and give, you're serving humankind. And I'll tell you right now, anybody that has reached that point of enlightenment, you will never hear them saying anything negative about anybody else. Matter of fact, they'll probably reach their hand out to help them first. So it's time for us to understand what we want and who we are and to realize, yeah, there's two different ways to what we call metaphysics. There's the psychic way and there's the spiritual way. I'm choosing the spiritual way. That's where I have found my peace. Is on that spiritual path. When we forget who we are, you know what? Things don't seem to go right. It's all kind of like a game to me of bumper cars. When you get bumped, when the universe gives you a bump and something doesn't go right, it's time for us to analyze. And then maybe say, oh, I think it's a testing time for me. Maybe it's a testing time for me. Maybe my real self knows what I've come to do. Maybe my real self wants to see if I'm going to hold on. Maybe my real self wants to know if I need to have some more lessons before I get to what I have eventually come to do. There's a book, I haven't read it, I've read parts of it, called The Purpose-Driven Life. You know what? We all have that purpose-driven life. What's your purpose? What is your immediate purpose, not your end purpose? What's your immediate purpose today? Find that purpose today. And maybe, and it can be very difficult on some days, is just to smile at somebody. Just to smile at yourself and say, oh self, I forgot. I forgot who I was. I forgot that that great divine essence of universality, of all that is within me too. When we can recognize and remember, that's when our vibration changes again. Just little steps every day. One step, one thought, one getting into that vibration changes everything about that day, which in turn can change everything about your life. God bless you all.